Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Of all the welcoming places where love and joy reside, a home with caring family holds the warmest love inside. And it's so true. When we have our Call to Freedom meeting on the second Saturday of every month, that is a caring family that comes together. And we can really see love during that day. And I hope all year long, but that day is so wonderful. The next Call to Freedom meeting is February the 12th. So you can circle that. It's 3 weeks from Saturday. So circle that and call me at 1-866-917-7256. And I hope to see you there on the 12th of February, right before Valentine's Day. That is so wonderful. Love all around, all around. Kimberly will not be joining me today because Levi, her youngest, who is 16, is in a spelling bee. And so she's there to support him. And I'm so grateful she is. I remember the times I went to band parades and all the concerts they were in and the musicals that Kimberly was in. And it was just a blessing, and the memories are so wonderful. And so I'm thankful that she's joining him today. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And I received this email from Archie. It's an article by Jonathan Kahn, and I'm just going to take a little snippet out of this article. I want you to know that God tells his people that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Shaking is not necessarily a bad thing. It tells us what is sure and forever and what is not. And we want to get rid of the things that are of no value to us, right? When things are calm, we tend to get comfortable and rely on the world. But shaking has the effect of bringing us closer to God. With all that has been shaken, the Word of God, the love of God, the promise of God, and the faithfulness of God remain the same, unmoved and rock solid. And we can really believe that scripture in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Remember that. We must now anchor ourselves all the more strongly to the words of God as a ship anchors itself to a rock in the midst of the waves. The scripture in Hebrews 12 tells us, and this is Hebrews 12, 25 through 27. So don't turn a deaf ear to these gracious words. Don't ignore them. If those who ignored earthly warnings didn't get away with it, what will happen to us if we turn our backs on heavenly warnings? God is warning us already in the heavenly places. Remember the year of the blood moons? Oh, tremendous signs and wonders in the sky. And his voice that time shook the earth to its foundations. Now, the writer of Hebrews here in the 12th chapter is talking about the time of Mount Sinai when the children of Israel encircled it, and there was a lot of lightning and shaking going on, and there was fire on the top of that mountain. And this time, Hebrews 12, 26 goes on, this time he's told us this quite plainly. He'll also rock the heavens. Once more, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens as well. One last shaking from top to bottom, stem to stern. And the phrase one last shaking means a thorough house cleaning, getting rid of all the historical and religious junk so that the unshakable essentials stand clear and uncluttered. This is a year of getting rid of all the unnecessary things that take up your time. It's so important that you know that, friend. it's important that you clean out, not physically clean out your closets, but also spiritually. Clean it out. Clean out your attic, your main floor, and your basement. Because this year, we're going to get rid of all the unnecessary. So make God your stronghold and fortress in these last days. Take time with Him and let Him tell you about His plans for you. I want to tell you about the importance that lighthouses were for sailors in storms. They tower above the water, usually on a cliff and close to the water. From a distance, it seemed to those who passed by to be pointing toward the sky. It was built to withstand strong winds and crashing waves. The crews on the passing ships learned to trust in the integrity of the lighthouse. I'll bet when Paul was shipwrecked, he wished that he would have had a lighthouse there to depend on its faithful beam as it passed across the surface of the water again and again. God's faithfulness and integrity are certain. They never fail. You can depend on His marvelous attributes as you pass through the troubled waters of life. He will give you hope and protection when you place your trust in Him. And Psalm 27, verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. He is your refuge. Wait, I say, on the Lord." That's Psalm 27, verse 14. Our memory verse for this week has been 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro." To and fro. You don't hear that word very much any longer, do you? To and fro, back and forth, to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. And I've been reading the Living Translation for you also this week. This is probably the last day I'll be reading this because Kimberly will be with us tomorrow. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9 in the Living says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." Fully committed to Him. Fully committed to Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's a very challenging lifestyle, but oh, so rewarding, my friends, when you get over on, step across that line where you're kind of compromising with the world and with God, God on Sundays and the world the rest of the week. No, you give Him fully and completely your will. Praise the Lord. My confession for today by Rick Renner. "I confess that I am spiritually sensitive and that Holy Spirit is actively leading my life. I am His constant tag-along." I love that word. "I am His constant tag-along, watching what He's doing, where He's going, and where He's taking me." That used to be how we were with our moms and dads when we were small. Dad always was out in the barn, it seemed, milking the cows. So my brother and I would go trooping to the barn to see Dad. And then Mom, I would go into the house to see Mom, check on her. She'd tell us to go play. But then every once in a while, we'd come back in to check. So we were there. Constant tag-alongs, and now we're Holy Spirit's tag-alongs. I am sensitive to Holy Spirit's leading, that I pick up every nudge He puts in my heart. He is my leader, and I faithfully follow the leader. Did you used to play that game, follow the leader? Yep, you faithfully follow the leader wherever He leads you to go. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Rick Renner. Everything can break down, burn out, or crash. It's happened in my life. If something hasn't broken down or crashed like your computer, you are fortunate. You must simply repair it. You must face the fact that if you want to maintain your car and your home, you've got to repair those things that break down, get somebody in there to fix them and maintain them. And I find that once a pipe has burst or the car won't start because of a dead battery, that I become more cognizant to watch that the doors are closed on the vehicle and that an inside light is not kept on. See, I am made aware, and Holy Spirit makes me aware. I am more aware to keep it from happening again when I am cognizant of what I'm doing every minute of every day. It's important. Have you ever gone the route where you're going to go to work or you're going to go to the grocery store and you go a few blocks and you realize you haven't kept your conscious effort on the wheel of that car? It's just gone. It's like horses going to water. And so I have become very cognizant of where I am every minute of every day. because it's up to you and me to keep those things in good working order. And I've come to know that still small voice that talks to me when things go wrong. I remember when the pipe burst downstairs, and I've told you this story. Praise God, Kimberly and Matthew were staying over, and it's Kimberly who awakened me in the middle of the night with, "Mom, we have an issue downstairs." And you know these things always happen in the night, and the water was just gushing from the wall in the bathroom downstairs. So Matthew turned off the water, and I called a couple of plumbing companies I'd used before, but they couldn't come, one for a couple days and another for the next afternoon. And I remembered. Who was that helped me remember? I remembered this independent plumber who fixed my sewage pipe in Nothing Flat. And I know Holy Spirit reminded me of him again, because when things happen, especially emergencies, your mind isn't quite in tune. It's just kind of all over the place. And this man was kind and very informative, and he fixed the sewer system. And I called him and said, and he said he would be there in the morning, the first thing in the morning. Well, Herberto came and worked getting a new pipe and drywall put in. It took him 6:30, from probably 6:30 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because he had to go for drywall. He's such a great plumber, and it was the best piece of work that I would have seen in my bathroom if those other companies would have made it, and I gave him a reward for his hard work. Another instance is when Dave left as my computer tech after 16 years, and this was 2 years after Darren passed away. I didn't know what to do about a technician because, you know, those books that they write, idiots, the idiot book for about computers. Well, that's me. And so the next time my computer didn't come on, I thought, and here it is again, I thought, who was it that made me think of Best Buy? And those guys that call themselves the Geek Squad. So I called Best Buy, and they gave me a number for Geek Squad. So I called them, and a guy came out, and he fixed my computer and got it going again. And this guy, he's precious. He's a precious friend to me now. And the next year, he started his own company. Yes, he was no longer a part of the Geek Squad, and he is the greatest technician I can even imagine having. And when I got a Trojan virus, you know, he upgraded my computer and saved all my files. He said, "Don't you dare pay him any money, any ransom money." This ransomware is just so popular with these crooks. I'm sorry. But Chris has been such a blessing, my godsend of not only a genius technician, but a dear friend. He quit working Best Buy, and now he's got his own company. So when I call him about an issue, he comes into my computer remotely. And I went out searching and listening to Holy Spirit's advice, and God brought Chris into my life and Herberto. So when you sit down and take a moment and say, "Okay, who shall I call, Lord? Or who shall I get for this issue?" He will come in and advise you. You've got to stay motivated, because motivation is your energy, your passion, and reward for specific conduct. The circumstances of your life may not change all that much, but it's your focus that requires adjustment. And your focus will change from decade to decade. I do not have the same focus I had when Darren was here. It has changed immensely, except for the fact that we were focused on telling the world about Jesus in Darren Live. And I'm still busy doing that in a slightly different format on the radio than when Darren was here. And then I've got all of the things that he used to do, like getting all the reams of paper, getting the mailers that I mail out orders on, getting the CD cases. I do all of that now because Darren is gone. So it has changed. But I thank God that I have the responsibility now. I must say that you are responsible for yourself. Nobody else is responsible for motivating you, not your mom or dad, your husband or wife. I suppose that's why some husbands say that they have nagging wives, always trying to get them to do things they don't want to do or they aren't able to do. Maybe we wives want our husbands to be the responsible ones when God says, "You're able to do that. You're able to do that. You are accountable for your own gifts and own skills. You are accountable for your opportunities. You must cultivate the gift of motivating yourself. Yep, that's why I get into the Word every morning. I motivate myself through the reading of the Word. That's the first thing I do every day. So I'm motivating myself by getting into the Word. Remember that phrase, when you get into the Word gets into you. Oh, it's so true. It's a good idea to identify specific factors that create distractions and loss of motivation in your life. If there are people that distract you or get you unmotivated, then you've got to go into a different area of your mind and say, I'm not going to allow this person to distract me and get me unmotivated one more moment of my day. Everything has a root cause, and the cause usually has a spiritual root. That's what Darren would say, and I totally agree with him. That's one thing about my husbands that I've had. They have motivated me to do greater things than they did. And I am so grateful for that. I honor them every day in my life. So get a piece of paper or a yellow pad and start writing down the things that cause you to be distracted, that keep you from going to the Bible first thing in the morning. What keeps you from going to the Bible first thing in the morning? What is it? Here's Sister Barbara preaching to you. But what is it? That has got to be maybe the most frustrating things that I have gone through in this ministry of almost 30 years. People that do not read the Word of God, and they don't read the Bible the first thing in the morning. It's as if it's just not as important as breakfast. As for me, I love learning something new. And every day as I read my Bible, I find some nugget that I never saw before. Holy Spirit brings it to my attention like a magnet to a piece of metal. Holy Spirit reveals a picture of possibilities and opportunities. He unlocks truths I never saw before, even after reading the Bible for 46 years. Every time I read the Bible, there's something new. And for those of you who've been reading the Bible with me or reading through on your own, but you understand what I'm saying. New things every day in the Word of God. It seems like my heart is awakened, my mind is stimulated, and my goals for that day are adjusted to fit the activities that come up. The words from God's love letter to me unleash the love I need and brings joy to my heart. And I realize that I'm surrounded with His peace that surpasses all understanding. I want that for you. I want that for you. That scripture from 2 Peter 1:3-4 comes to mind right now. It's in, I'm not going to read it from the New American Standard. I'm going to read it from the Passion. His divine power has granted to, I'm going to put me. His divine power has granted to me everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called me by His own glory and excellence. See, God has a true knowledge He wants you to learn every day as you're reading the Word. You know, there's an earthly knowledge that just puffs up the flesh and makes it feel good, but it's only temporary. Only temporary. Peter goes on to say in the fourth verse of 2 Peter 1, for by these virtues of knowing Him intimately, He has granted to you, or granted to me, I'm going to keep saying granted to me, by knowing His virtues intimately, He has granted to me His precious and magnificent promises in order that by them I might become partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. See, God has made you a partaker, a joint heir with Jesus, sharing everything with Him. He has made us part of who He is in Jesus' name. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah.
hallelujah, glory and honor and power and praise unto him. You need to become a praiser and worshiper, because it's going to happen in heaven. I don't want you to go to praise and worship 101 for the first 10,000 years. I want you to join us in praise and worship. So you need to start praising God. Oh, and none of us could do anything for the kingdom of God without the help of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit helps to conquer the sin nature. He will help you make the right decisions if you listen to his advice. So get the earwax out of your ears and begin listening to him with your holy spiritual ears. And Holy Spirit makes it easier to follow God. It really does. His voice is there inside of me all the time, directing me and guiding me. And when we live by Holy Spirit's promptings, the earthly cares will be less powerful and will disappear. He produces and develops godly qualities known as the fruit of Holy Spirit. So I encourage you today, get to know him. Get to know that wonderful Spirit of God that dwells in you. In him, you live and move and have your being. God bless you and keep you. Remember, tomorrow Kimberly will be with me, and we're going to have a great time on the air. And God bless you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.